Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to grudge bikes.
Okay, Chris, take us away.
I just want to say good evening, folks, and probably going to have a long night tonight, so we're not going to waste too much time, but just to give you a little brief rundown on the conversation we had last week, we were talking about was grudge racing dead, and so we had a very interesting group that came on board last week to kind of express opinions and stuff, and so tonight we're going to start another topic, something similar to the grudge event, but tonight's topic probably is going to be, are people really scared to race each other for us in the grudge game, or is it just something that, I mean, it's a show, or is it just something that people want to see themselves on camera or whatever and really not doing a race? So we're going to start it off tonight with a few callers, whatever, to let them express or either see if they can capture in on what the topic for tonight would be.
All right, we got a caller with his hand up.
Okay.
229-1746, your mic is open.
Yes, this is Custom Cuts. I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. Okay, you asked, is people really scared in the grudge game? I set out with this new bike that I brought to make people scared of me in the grudge game. You know, I want to put fear in everybody's heart to even think about running me. So they picked on me in 2011. They picked on me real bad. So I went out and got the best bike in the game to put that bug in their ear. So, Banshee Lover, you can open the lines up. I'm ready for whatever tonight.
Okay.
All right, if anybody have a response, press the one button now.
Just like I thought, nothing.
Guess not. What else you got for tonight?
We actually going to talk about a few upcoming grudge events that's probably going to be hitting the scene there real soon. Either we're supposed to have a few people on tonight that's going to come on board and kind of express their opinions and tell us about the grudge race that's coming up.
Okay. Are you here? How many races have passed again?
What was that? The reception was kind of. What was the question again?
I said, have you heard any results from any races this past weekend?
No, we heard one result. I think was a race over in Louisiana this past weekend. They had about several grudge races. One heavy hitter, I believe, had a grudge race and. No, we did. Okay, I think one race was Michael Phillips racing those guys from Arkansas.
Okay.
And I think Michael Phillips took the win.
All right, we got a call here. But like I know the
okay.
number. Well, he put his hand back down. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
All right, 478-5487. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Steven.
What's going on, Steven?
Not much, man.
We got Custom Cut came on there and made a brief statement about this new 2012 bike he has that he said everybody pretty much was scared to line up beside him and try.
See, I ain't scared. He knows it.
Well, run me in a quarter mile.
Run me an eight. You got the best thing in the, you know, since sliced bread. Run me an eight.
Well, you know what? I need a little butter. I tell you this right here. I will run you. If you come to Rockingham, I will run you through the eighth as long as we run it through the quarter.
I'm not going through the quarter. You know I'm not going through the quarter, man.
Because you know PPM has built you nothing but a problem. That's it. Nothing but a problem.
Hey, if it's going to be a problem, it blow up in the eighth.
Well, like I said, you got your raise, but I'm only doing quarters.
You can't come online saying everybody's scared of you, and I'm offering you a raise today, man.
I wouldn't
run that bike. I wouldn't run the DSV bike with Jeff Walker on it. Give me the back tire of my 1,000 to the 8.
First of all, my bike is not named no DSV. That name is gone. His name is Black Caesar HD. Remember that.
That's the worst thing that ever happened to the bike.
Okay, well I'm undefeated.
Are you coming to sit on the 16th?
I'm coming on the 16th,
okay,
but
you gotta race the 8. You gotta race the 8. That ain't a part of my track.
Look, first of all, when I come on the 16, I got a photo shoot to do up there. I got the Hooters girls I'm bringing with me. And so you don't have to wait in line, buddy. But if you come to the Rock next week, you got action. I'm going to make it better for you. I bet $1,000 over what you bet.
Through the 8?
Through the quarter mile. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
I don't race the quarter. Do you understand that?
No, I don't understand nothing unless it's going through the quarter. I don't understand nothing.
So you never going to race another 8th of my race?
No, my mechanic and my team, we done discussed this. We want to do drive-bys this year. And I bet on the drive-by. I bet I drive by your behind before I get to the 594. And we'll bet on
and
that.
And you on a flat, slick booster. It shouldn't be no driving by. I'm on a damn 1,000.
And you want a flat sleek 1,000, just like
exactly.
Chris Moore said. Watch the video.
With a stock ass motor with a dry kit on it.
Who got that?
I got that. You want to tear it apart? You want to have it torn apart? I got a head on my bike with a stock motor. That's
you know what?
With a dry shot.
Whatever you say, Steven. Now you're
stock
talking like you want
something. Stock rods in the bike. I didn't say I want none. I want a heads up race through the 8th of March. That's what I want.
You talking like you on that stuff that man in Miami was on that gnawed off that man's face.
Look, man.
You talk like you on something like that. Come on, man.
You scared to race me through the 8, and you can't come on here saying you got the baddest thing out there, and you won't run me through the 8.
Look, one thing about this, Steven, my dad didn't raise no fool. Okay, I got a quarter mile bike. I'm only gonna run the
quarter mile bike.
Oh, I got a quarter mile bike.
So. Why did it go from being a both an eighth and a quarter mile bike to just a quarter mile bike? And you say it's so better than
why did Michael Jackson go from white to being black? Or black to being white? You know why? Because he wanted to. I took that bike from an eighth mile bike to a quarter mile bike. So I'm only going to run the quarter.
Look, if you ain't making it through the eighth, you damn sure ain't doing nothing through the quarter. That should take something right there.
Okay, I'm going to make it better for you. You get the back tie in the quarter. You get the
back tie. That's what you're saying. You know I won't. I put Jeremy Teasley on the motherfucker and we'll go through the quarter then. How about that?
Okay, let's do that. Bring him to the Rock next week. Let's do it.
I'm not coming to the Rock next week. I told you we'll do it in November. I put Teasley on it and we'll go through the quarter.
Oh, it don't matter. We ain't got to wait till November. Let's find the next quarter mile race after next week and let's do it. And you can put whoever you want to on. You talking back down when you said Teasley? You can put Billy on there. You ain't said nothing, Cat. You ain't said nothing. I got a quarter mile horse. I don't care who you put on your bike. Because you know what? I'm going to locate.
Who have you raced, man, through the quarter mile? Who have you raced yet and the other bike made a clean? Man, race ACP again through the quarter and see what happens.
Where is he at? Get him on the phone line.
He ain't running from you, man. Trust me.
Well, look, get him on the phone line. Have him at the Rock next week. What you talking about? It don't matter to me. I told you one time, and I tell you again, I got a quarter mile horse. I got a quarter mile horse, and the races that stepped up to me, I done beat. I can't help. What, you want me to take the L?
So why you keep racing in the 8 then? Well, I mean, you run other people through the 8. Why wouldn't you run me?
See, I'm going to tell you something there, little guy.
That's because you're scared, man. You're scared of
No. One thing
You think if I win, it's going to be a bunch of shit starting. And I done told you, there won't be nothing said but a handshake to you if I was to win, or you won't be no bullshit. So I don't know why you won't race me. Let's get somebody something to see. I mean, nobody else wants to race.
Let me tell you something. When I beat Chris, the other month, they told me a shop almost closed down. Now, I want to put people out of business when I race them. The only way I'm going to do that is embarrass them through the quarter mile. I'm going to put your mechanic out of business when I drive by you at the 594 and put a trailer lift on you. Do you understand
that? How you say you're going to put a man out of business when you on a freaking flat slick booster longer than what I am, and I'm on a 1,000 racing you anyway?
Just think of it as if I got Air Jordans on. I'm set up to win, baby. I'm set up to win. I ain't coming out there with no programs on. And if you don't understand, that, some Kmart shoes. I ain't coming out there with no Kmart shoes.
Why is when I asked you in the text, I said, when I heard you trying to call me out and you want to race anybody, and I show you the text right now. I said, so you going to race me in eight? And you said, yes. And then you got on Cycle Bike, and then you said you weren't going to do it.
Well, if you know anything about me, I was born in a life of sin. So don't expect for me to be perfect on every post that I put. Maybe I make a mistake. Maybe I mash the wrong button. But I'm willing to bet you in the quarter mile, 1,000, whatever you bet, I bet over 1,000 over that.
Okay,
Stephen, you
right,
got yourself a race, buddy.
Check this out. All right, how about this? We got everybody listening to me, so we ain't like this, me and you talking, and I'm high. You come on the 16th, and we race. If I beat you, I'll run you to the quarter mile with me riding. If you beat me to the 8, now, there ain't no need for me in trying you to the quarter. I mean, that sounds pretty damn fair, and everybody's listening to me. And if you come out on the 16th, and I beat you to the 8, I'll race you to the quarter. You'll get your quarter mile race.
Wrong answer, buddy. How is that fair? You
Look,
be calm, man.
I'm just trying to get somebody to come down to our local track and get a race going on.
No, because see, one thing about it, I know for a fact y'all know the people that run the track. I'm not going to come to that track and be y'all fool, okay? I've been in this thing a long time. Stephen, you just got in this.
What they going to do? What they going to do, man? What they going to do?
Like,
what, inside or something? I told you I can be late towards everything.
No, listen, that's why you giving me everything. You trying to suck me in. I'm not a fool. When we do this thing, we're going to do it at a neutral track. I'm going to beat your head in. Because you've been asking for this for a long time. I'm going to drive by you. I guarantee you I'm going to drive by you.
You think so?
You out of business. I know so. I've been in this thing longer than you. I'm more experienced than you. And you know what? I'm going to cut the tree down on you. Just like I made Mr. Marcus red light, and I made Chris Moore sit there like he was waiting on Santa Claus to come down the chimney. I'm going to make you do the same thing. Steve, but that's why you hot. You hot, buddy. But I tell you what, when we get off this phone, you call me privately, and I'm going to tell you some things that you're doing wrong. I'm going to teach you and beat you. That's the name of the game out here. Because you know what? All jokes aside, that's how I learned the game. Somebody beat me, and they taught me at the same time. But I didn't get mad. Look in the mirror now and wipe the redness off your face. All right? When I get finished with you, you're going to be a brother. When I get finished with you, you're going to be a brother. You're going to be one of us, my friend.
Look, man, I told you, I ain't got no problem with you, man. All I want to do is just race, man. That's it. Anytime I want to set up a race with somebody else, just like Possum wanted me to race, now he's talking about the BSM bike. Well, I don't even know nothing about the bike. Ain't even seen the bike. Don't know what it does or anything. So I'd be stupid to say, I'll lock in a race with something I ain't ever even seen.
And you know what? You know what I told him? He came on last week after Possum. You got your race with people. No, I texted him that. No, I seen him miss on Psycho Bike. I said, you got action with that bike. Because I don't care. As long as it's not a turbo, I don't care nothing about it. Possum, if you listening, you got action with that BMS. My second pass. I don't need to see you. Steven, I don't need to see you. As long as you come to the quarter. I don't care. Switch motors on me. It don't matter.
Well, let me pause you 1 second here and see if we have any hands up for it. Anybody want to make any comment?
Yeah, we got a hand up. Here we go. 912-9164. Your mic is open.
What the deal, Lil? What's going on? I don't know. This is Hard Rock. Hey, Stevenson. your bike still sitting on the flat slick?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what. I'll try you.
All right. What you got?
I got a 1000 on a street tie. But you sitting on a flat slick.
I don't really want to give up nothing no more, man. It's too much in the gamble on the 8, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that. That was all. I was just trying to, you know, I just got a little bike. I just really wanted to see what it was going to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things go good. I mean, if everything be going like it's supposed to be going to 16, but I'll be up there.
Cool.
Hey, Hot Rock. Check this out, man. You want to run that man? I'll let you ride my bike. If you want to run that man, I mean, we'll run him. I mean, if he want to run him. Damn it. I mean, if you don't want to run in tweeds, he want to run you in tweeds. You don't want to run in tweeds, see if he'll come to A-Dale.
Hey, Hot Rock.
What's up?
Tell me, what area are you in, man, or what area do you normally race in?
I'm right here in Crawford County, man. I'm in Douglas, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to be coming up there on the 9th.
Okay.
Up there in Rockingham, trying to pull a little something together, man.
Okay, I got
you.
Yeah, but, you know, just to make a long story short about me traveling, see, everybody made it a point to put their little opinion on the Internet about me traveling. Now I say I'm coming to Carolina, you can't find nobody. You can't find no talker. I mean, I'm inviting Virginia. It don't matter. You're United States. Y'all come. Rain Teasley, Lil Richie, Billy, on anything but Elamine and, you know, whatever else he got. Bring Billy. But he going to watch this race. But, Steven, I will run you in the quarter. I have no problem with you. I have no problem with PPM. But when your mechanic told me a monkey can get that bike right, that made me look like I was less than a monkey. Well, I'm going to make a monkey out of y'all.
Don't hold no grudge against me. Don't hold no grudge against me by what Jeff said. You see what I'm saying? I didn't say that to you.
Hey, if you're flocking with him, you with him.
That's my mechanic, man.
Yeah, that ain't your girlfriend. So, I mean, if you're flocking with him, you're flocking with him now.
Yeah.
Hey, collateral damage.
Yes, I mean, so we got to hold you responsible for what Dan does?
Well, if I'm flocking with him, well, trust me, if Dan over there by my camp and working on my motorcycle, you hold me responsible because I got the opportunity to calm him down or say whatever I got to say because I paid the cost to be the boss that day. So he got to listen to me. I don't know what you paying Jeff, but if y'all need some tips, just come over there to the camper. We got them. And Dan will be there at 16, so don't get no ideas.
Hey, Lil G.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Crossing Cut.
Yo.
Hey, G on the other end, man. He looking for something, too, you know what I mean?
Well, Steven, there you have it. Lil G on the other end.
All right, who's Lil G? I don't know who this is. What you got?
What's going on? I got a full address 1000 hand clutch.
Yep, see, you're going to want something. I ain't giving nothing up but heads up race, man.
Wow, man. What you got?
He got that flat,
I got
slick,
flat 1000.
Oh, you got the flat slick. No, I can't run no slick, man. Not no heads up.
What you want, the back tire?
Everybody I talk to
says I ain't near my life and gay nobody to move. So that's out of the question. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and let somebody get half track on me before I take off.
What you run, eighth mile or quarter mile?
I run the eighth of a mile. My bike's set up to run the eight, man. I got it geared for the eight and everything. I mean, y'all watch my videos. Y'all hear me. I'm at the top of fifth in the eight. I mean, I had to start tuning the bike for the quarter to try to get quarter, which it looks like I'm going to have to.
Yay.
So.
Yeah. Well, if you do that, I'll give you one of my kidneys.
And you say you're going to give me the back tire through the quarter, right? I'll give you the back tie through the quarter. Okay. I'm gonna remember that.
No.
Now. It ain't like I asked for nothing, but you
Okay. No, since you wanna say, remember this, you said you'll give me the back tie and the ape up in tweed and hard rock was here.
You wanna come do it again on the 16th? You getting your back tie again?
Oh, you gonna give me the back tie?
You wanna do it at the 16th and giving you the back tie?
Yeah, give me the back tie and I do it. Give me the back tie. If you're going to be a fool, give me the back tie right now.
I thought you said you don't run in the eight.
No, man, look, you think I'm a fool? I get that easy, Brad. Give me the back tie.
You getting the back tie? I'll put a little bit on that with him, man. I'll go with Jared, man. You getting the back tie in the eight.
Nah, man, I ain't that stupid. I did that on that day because I knew he was fresh.
Well, look,
so
give me the deceiving.
You were just a fan of the trial?
I was trying to get him in a trap saying he don't run the eight, but he run me in the eighth on, you know, be giving him the back tire. I don't know why he think my bike that fast, man.
Man, well, why you going to sit there and play around, man? We talking about this bread, dog. We ain't playing.
How can he not take that bit, though? He probably don't run. I ain't never heard of him say he running the eighth on a mile, but I mean, when you go to saying something like that, how can he not take that bit, though?
Yeah, man.
Look, I'm going to pause you here for a second. We may have some more calls we want to kind of chime in on this conversation, too. There may be some other Flat Slick 1000 out there want to step up to the plate here.
Yes, sir.
No hands up right now, Chris.
Okay, no hands up. Okay.
Yeah, boy,
I
would
I'll take the bike. You give me the bike tie, I'll run you in the quarter. I'll run you in the quarter with the bike tie.
Yeah, I don't want to do the quarter right now, y'all. Let me get the bike. It seems like that's where everybody's wanting to race, and I guess I'll just start having to get it set up for the quarter, man.
Please. Man.
I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it for you, man.
Hey, Steve, take this hell. You ain't no slouch by far, now. Your bike running let me watch my language, you know what I'm saying? But your bike running pretty damn good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for a street tie, you got a flat slick. I just said in the eighth up there, if I ain't go right with the bike, you give me the bike tie. And since you and Custom Cuts got so much going on, I let him ride the bike.
Okay, so you saying I give you the back tire on you, and you got a hand clutch 1000 on a street tire?
Oh, no, let me tell you what I said. I said I got a 1000 on a street tire. Nitrous 1000 on a street tire. That's all I told you.
Okay.
You say you got a flat slick, nitrous 1000. I didn't make nothing about no clutch. I, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know. I heard two people come in. One of them, somebody had a hand clutch.
Oh, that's my homeboy. That little G got a hand clutch.
That sounds like
a
pretty good deal. He
got a hand clutch 1000. He got a hand clutch 1000 on a street tie with a little 20 shot or something on there. He ain't got that much gas.
And Hard Rock, I forgot.
And let me just chime in, too, to let you all guys know that if any of the little fish get away on that date at Twigs, we got another race at Twigs July the 7th. And try to bring some hand clutch bikes up there as well on the 7th. So I just wanted to kind of add that in there in case
I'll run
in a hand clutch 1000, man, with a street tire. I'll run in a hand clutch 1000 with a street tire.
And Steven on the C-Team, we also bring in a GS Outlaw bike, too, with us. So, I mean, you can just ask him with that through the 8th if you want to. Head up.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. My battery dead. I had to call back in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Custom Cut, check this right here. I forgot the host name. What his name?
Chris.
Vic. Hey, Chris. Hey, yeah, this Hard Rock, man. I wanted to make something clear. I have been getting a few phone calls, man, from a couple people. Lil G, you still here? You on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I have been getting a few phone calls last night and today about some stupidity and some foolishness about us coming up there. I want to make something clear, man. And we good fellas, and we coming up there to either win some money or lose some money and have a good time and meet people. And a couple guys called me talking about this and that there. If a person, people look at things certain ways for the racing and smack talk. I don't call people out their name to talk to people any kind of way. Now, Jared, Custom Cuts, on the other hand, he a smack talk person. But, you know, it's basically he just be talking. You know what I'm saying? But the call that I got today was from some people in my family. And I want to make some known to people that's going to be at the track. I'm bringing my family and stuff up there as well, wife and kids. And I ain't coming up there for no foolishness and put my family in no danger or nothing. So the people that had made little crazy comments about when we come up there, this and that and the other, I just want people to know that my family will be there also, but we ain't coming for foolishness. And I got a very large family, and we good fellas, man, and we just want to have fun and race, and we ain't with that stupidity. I just wanted to make that clear and just let everybody know the South Field's coming, and we ain't scared by far, but we coming to race. All that other little bit that the guys were talking about, my cousin cut this, and you know, it's racing to me, man. I just want to race and have fun and enjoy myself.
Right. Thanks for that point, Hart. That is a valid point. I mean, I hope that, you know, it doesn't get to that point where people will take it to that level. But
you ain't got nothing to worry about, man. It's gonna be a good environment.
It's great, man. I don't been to Rockingham. Man, a few times, man. Them guys, I ain't never seen them type of guys that, you know what I'm saying, with fathers and all that. It's mostly going on down here on the South, man, as far as trash talking and want to, you know what I'm saying, want to fight or want to, you know what I'm saying, take everything to a whole nother level. But them guys up there in North Carolina, South Carolina, man, they used to be pretty much straight up guys. They usually raise some fathers, really, man. They usually do a whole bunch of.
You're right, G. I got family up there, you know what I'm saying, And it's all fun to me, but, you know, certain people will take this racing to another level, especially when they get their feelings and their money involved. If you can't bet that type of money, you got to make your mortgage or light bills or car note or whatever, don't put it out there like that, you know. And then the guy was telling me about, well, how much money y'all bring? I mean, what kind of question that I ask a person, how much money they going to bring? I mean, we're going to bet a little something, you know. We ain't got no 300 or 400 people in our camp. We're bringing 300 or 400 people. You know, if you got 100, 200 people, like Rip was saying last week, and that was a good thing he said. You got so many people in your camp, you can afford to bet 30, 40 sites.
I don't see no bet a large amount of money. I don't believe it's gonna be no problem in there like that, man. I think once we get to Detroit, man, I don't believe it's gonna be no drama like that, you know. Not from them guys up that way, man. I don't see them guys with that ridiculous money, that crazy. I'm talking about crazy money, man. And take their losses, man. They take their losses with smiles, just like they take their wins. I don't think it'd be no drama. Not coming from their end, now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about nowhere
else.
But I know those guys from South Carolina, North Carolina, man. They pretty good people, man.
I want to make this point too. They may be pretty cool, but whenever you see a man win and moonwalk to the April Mile, oh man, grace of life.
I don't see them bet large amount for money, man. You know what I'm saying? And lose, and you come up till they don't lose. You know what I'm saying? They don't take their losses like you know what I'm saying? Like, we almost take our losses down here in the South, man. You know what I'm saying? We kind of take our losses and get mad and get, you know what I'm saying, get. You know what I'm saying? That's just because we see each other, you know what I'm saying, all the time after that. But them guys, man, I'll say them guys lose and shake each other's hand, man, and say, there, you say, run, bike, or you know what I'm saying, nice run and go on about their business.
That's what it's all about.
That Custom Cut is trying to say is that maybe from North Carolina to North Carolina win, you know, saying that may be the issue. But for somebody from down on the South corner that's taking a win against somebody from the Carolina, then that may be an issue, whatever he was trying to break up the state.
Lil Nas is from New York, as far as I know, Lil Nas, he's from Atlanta, man, and the guys that own the whole fight, you know what I'm saying, they from North Carolina up in that area, you know what I'm saying, they were paying a little bit of money, man, you know what I'm saying, and Lil Nas has beat them. Don't beat them with two out of one or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And they took their losses. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? No problem and nothing like that. So I don't know what kind of call been going on. What kind of threats have been made now? But you know what I'm saying? Unless there's something going on, I don't know about them.
Right.
No, I think they just got a problem with me because I'm real vocal with my wins. See, I don't never, if you notice on Psycho Bike, I should be mad at everybody else because everybody call me a punk, a faggot, this and that. They don't know me like that. Every time
but
I roll up,
I mean,
and I have women with me.
I mean, that's the case. They don't. I mean, I don't never hear nothing. I think Billy Bowl is one of the cockiest men. I don't hear of him. You know what I'm saying? I think he talks pretty good trash. And I mean, as long as you can talk trash and back up what you're talking about, I don't see where there's no problem. I mean, if you got a fast bike and you cock it with your bike, then I mean, you just got to respect that and just move on and build something to beat you. You know what I'm saying? And shit you up. But I don't see where they shouldn't, like you say, take it out of a portion where it got to be no drama, no fighting, or nothing like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming up with two, and I don't want to come with LW if it's gonna be like that.
Say what now?
Yeah. I said I don't want to come with LW. I don't want to come with LW if it's gonna be like that because I mean all them guys kind of fell off. You know what I'm saying? Down high track. You know what I'm saying? We don't bring no drama to them, so I don't see why they should bring no drama to us. You know what I'm saying? We come away from Georgia, the North Carolina, to have fun and enjoy ourselves. So I think we should get the same respect.
That's the way I look at it too, homeboy. But you know, like you say, something good. Some people, I mean, as far as this mic talk, you know, all right, check this here. When me and G number man, you and whatever was your offering, and you won a little $5,000. I mean, you did push ups on the money and hooping and hollering and you know what I'm saying, did all that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't no, who wasn't gonna get to no point. And then after the race, we can still go out and sit down and eat and chill.
That's how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
guys,
let me interrupt you here for a second and see if we have any more callers or do we have anyone that want to express some more opinions on it.
All right.
Yeah, sir.
Yo.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to hear your background noise.
Hello, homeboy.
It's kind of hard to hear your background noise.
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah. It's not as loud as it was now. Go ahead. Hello. 404-5747. Your mic is open.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Crazy pants, I'm on, dog.
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
What's happening, man? What y'all talking about?
We just talking about grudge racing. Is people really scared to run each other, or is it just all hype, just want to be on videos, just talk a little noise or whatever, something? We just had a couple cuts come on there, and I guess him and Steven kind of feuding back and forth, trying to set up a race in 8 Mile, and basically we were just trying to talk a little about the race two on the ninth up there at the Rock as well. So,
okay.
We're going to pause you 1 second at turn, just see if we have any more callers on the
Okay,
race.
All right.
All right. 229-2529, your mic is open. 289
to the Booster. Yeah, man, this is ADP Booster. Federation.
ADP?
Yeah, ACP?
ADP. Santos.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's going on, man?
Ain't so much, man. You know, hey, just waiting for the night to come on up into the Carolina, show old custom support coming out from the Georgia side. I get something locked in as well.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm finding I have more and more friends every day.
Come on now, custom cuss. Come on, don't you call that now, man.
Oh, I forgot. I get amnesia a little bit. Yeah, you know, normally you be an enemy, so I had to kick it over in friend mode. Okay.
Hey, man, you know, we talking about the Carolinas now, man. You know, when we get back in Georgia, we'll handle that again on another time, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm wondering why everybody that's calling in is from Georgia.
Oh, that's it.
Where's all the big dogs at? Where are the possums? You know, I know I'm going to get some flack by this. Where the G-Wiz is at? You know?
They hadn't called in. Possum was on last week, but that's it. Scott was on. That's it. Alex
yeah,
called
he
in, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure that time in later. I'm sure that time. Let me pause for a second here and see if we have any more hands raised that want to express.
Now, those are the hands we have up right now.
Okay.
About the different area codes out here that want to say anything, though.
Okay. ACB, are you going to bring any bikes up on the night to the Rock, or are you just coming up the 6-8?
Oh, no, huh? No. Nah.
Okay. Oh, who you just talking to? This Chris. I was asking you the question. I said, well, you coming up to race, or you just coming up to the 6-8?
Oh, no, I'm coming to race.
Okay.
I'm going to race.
What
kind
of
action there?
Okay, what kind of setup do you have on your bike?
Flexes, boosters.
Okay.
Do you ride yourself?
Nah, I got a lightweight rider.
Oh, okay.
But I will find somebody 270.
Well, I'm 240, and, you know, I ride my own bike.
You got a two-step.
Where now?
I got a street tire, one thousand. Who this here? Terrence from Georgia. Terrence on cycle bike is Royal Fool on cycle bike.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know who he is.
I got a race with Possum set up.
You going to run Possum?
Yeah, I'm going to try Possum when we get up there that Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Now, people say, even though I'm from Georgia and I'm always representing the South to the fullest, but I'm going to tell you something, man. That guy Possum, I don't know him. I might meet him when we get up there, but, man, Possum riding the hell out of that thing, man, while y'all riding flipping and tripping.
Nah, we ain't flipping.
But, guys, we got a caller with a hand up. We're going to pause you for a second. Let this caller chime in.
All right.
919-645. Mike is open. 919-6645. Your mic is open.
This is the Papa.
What's going on, Papa?
What's going on? I'm a man called out. I was on another phone listening in on speakerphone because I ain't got good signal.
Hey, it's echoing. Hey, Sam, it's echoing.
Huh?
It's echoing.
Echoing? I can't help on echo. I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
No. What dog was saying that you riding the hell out of that bike, like we slipping on you. We not slipping on. I got film on you, and I know you ride the hell out the bike. But I'm
240 miles. Say what now? I said I'm not
riding the hell out of
that damn thing. That thing riding the hell out of me. I'm a damn turtle, I think.
Man, if you don't stop that shit, you know you riding that damn motorcycle. But guess what? I'm coming with everything I got. Just like you gonna come with everything you got. It's gonna be a good ass race, I can tell you that.
Oh my god.
Who rides your bike?
On his call.
Huh?
I'm on a cycle right now, guys, so if I lose signal on these back roads, I will call back in.
Okay. Hold on, we got another caller wanna say something.
All right, 601-2101. Your mic is open. 601-2101. Your mic is open.
I'm listening to all these cats right now, man.
Oh, okay.
Were you asking me who ride my bike, or were you talking to somebody else?
Yeah, I was asking you. Didn't you say you were 270 pounds?
Nah, I'm 240 pounds. I ride my own bike.
Oh, so you gonna ride against all Possums?
Oh, yeah. It's a good matchup for us. We both weigh about the same, yeah. It's a good matchup.
Yeah,
we both about
yeah,
we about the same length. We both got motorbikes. We both got street tires. We both got sliders. So it's whoever you leave first to hook up.
That's what I'm talking about. You say you from Georgia, right? So you coming
yeah,
over?
Yeah, I'm from
Georgia. So I got to ride with Georgia. I'm going down with Georgia, win or lose. But I just wanted to say, man, Father, man, yeah. Father's riding. He's talking about, oh, he's 245. Yeah, that don't mean nothing. That thing getting up out of there.
Yeah, he riding, dog. So I give him credit for racing. The one thing I like about him, dog, he race, man. Everybody got their swag, their attitude about themselves. But, dog, I got respect for the dude because he race, man.
That's okay.
On that day, he
got to
beat me on that day.
Hey, look, G.
Yeah.
I heard you say everybody got flat slicks. Yeah, anybody going to have a flat slick bike, boosters up there for sale, anything? Yeah, we might need to get a flat slick bike.
For what? If we do that, we're going to make everybody diversify to the street time, man. Come on, man. You know they ain't going to want to do that, man. They going to run from us, man.
Why you say that?
When I had a flat slick, I couldn't get no run. I had a flat slick. When I had a flat slick, man, everybody had street tires, dog. So I sold my flat slick and got me a street tire. Like, not everybody don't want the slick, man, you know? But like you said, what I might do is just go ahead and just give me a flat slick bike and a street tire bike, man, and run, dog.
Well, I tell you what, man. Anybody I know is a lot of psycho bike members listening or whatever. If anybody gonna have some flat slick bikes up there for sale, you know what I'm saying? Let these dirty South Georgia boys check out and see what you got. We might even put a little something together and bring that thing right down south with us.
Yeah, I got one for sale right here.
You know what I'm saying? But cause you don't see a lot of them flat slick matching up really, man. A lot of them scared to run each other, man. So what we need to do is start doing like pizza and make them start running title for title, man. You know what I'm saying? They will win, man.
Hey, look, G, all jokes aside, I got my title sitting right here. I guarantee you I will bring my title with me and run any 1,000 that's nitrous up there tonight for title for title.
I know
you don't
want to
do that. You don't want to do that, cuz.
No, you don't want to do that, cuz. I'm sure
any
we got plenty of names coming up, cuz I'm not cutting you off, but let me see, do we have any persons or people want to say something? Hey,
0-1.
If you do win one, just make sure let me be the first offer to buy one. You know what I'm saying? I want to buy a booster with a flat flick on.
6014002. Your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all boys doing?
What's going on?
Oh, man, Chris, it's your homeboy. Oh. I just want to say, man, I enjoyed that race this weekend, man.
Thanks,
man. It was a good time down in the hole, man. And,
yeah.
Y'all
we took
on
with
little
money. We took
on
with little money down there. It was all right with us, too.
Yeah, my car, I run, I don't mess with the bike too much. I run hard, man. But I had a good time down there, man. It was a good little old race.
Yeah.
You run hard.
What kind of car you got, man?
I got a 88 IROC nitrous motor.
Big block or small block?
Small block, too, kid.
What about you from, folks? It's hard rock from Georgia.
I'm from Pittsburgh, man, down where Chris at.
You from who?
Oh, you might
down
need
Mississippi.
Some CP then.
Rolling,
we're going to have to talk
yeah.
offline on that, man. We'll on that later.
All right.
Yeah, I got a board, man. I'm going to try to make up that way to the rock and see what's going on.
Hey, we got a truck down here to B2.
Yeah. Somebody all say.
Hey, Hard Rock, know who I'm talking about.
I may bring him over there with me in July.
Yeah,
don't.
May
bring him over what? Over there.
Yeah, don't. I don't want no man. Can you go up there, man, and get to one win, man? I mean, you to run a big booster, man, with a flat slick, man, title, man.
Hurry up and call it off, man, so I can buy it for you for the low, man. Hey, so y'all cut that out. Y'all cut that out. Yeah, cause we shine. We shine a little.
Cut that out.
Y'all cut that out. Hey, we already know most of the guys out there racing don't even own their motorcycle. I'm the owner I guarantee you the co-owner of this bike will give me the thumbs up to run Lee title for title. And you know what? I'm going to put my title up before I put any money up against Lee. I guarantee he won't run me for the title. Because, boy, it's hard
man,
to swallow the bike in my trailer.
Man, y'all cut that out, man. G, you the starter,
yeah.
So, G, you know if you take some, you know how Custom Cuts is. He'll take some and take it to the moon. Man, y'all cut that little bit there out about that title
thing. Hey, man. All they can do, man, they just got to respect that man and do something about it, man. They just got, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This race is like you go to boxing, man, or you go to wrestling or whatever, man. I mean, you're going to get smacked. You're going to get that smack talk, man. In
you know,
sport
right.
You do, man. But the only way you're going to shut that mouth up, man, you got to have, you got to cut them off. You got to cut. If you don't turn that wind right on them, man, all you're going to do, man, is just get bigger and stronger, man. So you got to have some you got to cut the head off.
I told you. I'm a moonwalk to the A and throw my hat up in the air. Like Michael Jackson.
Come on, man. Boy,
5-6 months, and then all of a sudden pop up and say you're going to lock up, then you hang up the phone, you vamoosed again. Maybe he on Metro. Maybe he on Metro.
Come on, man.
It was all on the internet and everywhere. Only thing he had, the dude came to the town for the mess, got to lock up the money. What was he at?
What?
Yeah,
come on, man.
You know, last week he said he had to test that 1,000. He said they were going to be testing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he did.
Then he said Lil Nas was ready to race.
And then I told him I'll race him and put 3 bike lengths on him at the finish line. You know, and he didn't never say anything. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just getting real bored right here, man. Maybe I need to get into something else.
Well, let me see. Do we have anybody from Leonardo's camp online here? Maybe they can come in and defend him.
Somebody call Scott or my old boy Terrence or somebody, because I might have heard the wrong thing last week.
You heard it right.
That's all
you're
doing
is hearing.
He ain't doing nothing.
You heard it right.
Okay,
I do hear you right. Okay, let him
chime
in. We have anybody from Leonardo's camp or whatever, something that is real close. Can you chime in now? Or either call
Scott
or
somebody need to call and straighten that a little bit there. My name is Terrence.
But you talking about Freckleface Terrence, who you probably talking about. But I'm saying I live in Georgia too. But no, Scott was saying that bike was ready. He was testing the 1,000. But he said the Leonidas bike, he said he ready to race.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
that's what he heard, but he ain't never locked up.
Yeah, he had locked
up. Man, like I said, I'm going to go down with Georgia, man. But coming soon, man. When Dope Fiend, man, come up out that lab, man, you know what I'm saying? We're covering the world, man. We're gonna take over the whole world. We're gonna see who really want a grudge race, man. When it's time to get in that water box with Dope Fiend come up.
It ain't too much longer. I knew that was coming.
I gotta let it be known. It ain't too much longer, man, before we also get back on that track, man, and we're gonna conquer the world.
Is that the world outside of Georgia?
Or is that Georgia included?
That's the United States, we're conquering the world. We want the whole world.
Okay.
What the boss man saying used to be, G? The world is ours. We ain't talking about that BMF racing team.
Well, since we gonna fight together on the night, ain't gonna make no comment.
It's gonna be something wicked, man. That's all I'm gonna say. It's gonna be something wicked, man.
So y'all gonna be just like Steve and Ray. Let me talk to Steve. We got Leonardo's team, representative Leonardo's on the phone. I thought I heard that man say he ready to do something. Yeah, he did say that, man. He said that. And then you say after he hung up, wasn't it? Butter and biscuit.
Hey, boy, I'm gonna represent Georgia on that video, boy.
I'm going to represent Georgia on this hill now. You know, me and Todd, we cool. I'd admit it, but I got to represent.
Uh-oh. I hear somebody dialing.
Hey, ringing too. Somebody calling him. He's on 2-well, huh?
He ain't going to pick up. He's a petrol.
Uh-oh, it's in the heat up, homeboy. It's time for the heat up.
Scott is a full-blooded Georgia Bulldog.
This ain't for the heat up.
Yeah, but my booster got some tongue going in it. Y'all didn't know that.
Tongue going
to make my oil to go on my motorcycle. Remember that now.
Hey, when I see you racing, I got to take my head off, man. That thing, man. When that thing got through skating, I didn't know if he had failed or somebody had no spec in the air, man, or something. All I knew, man, that thing did just silly.
Oh,
man, you know what? I don't like how this is going. Everybody got to ask my wife, can I buy a booster now?
All right, hello, 7 we have another caller.
Okay, we got another right. caller, man.
229-2411. Your mic is open. 229-2411. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening to the chip that.
All right, appreciate it. If you would, press the one button for me again.
Man, look at him, man. Ain't nobody call Scott.
I mean, I can hit him on the phone, but
like
I don't know if he's going to call. It's going to connect.
He outside Atlanta. He outside Atlanta. Metro's don't work outside Atlanta.
Man Metro works everywhere, man. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay. I thought it was a city.
Hey, that's how I shot him when they go for home, man. Man, Scott ain't winning no go for home, not the way he was talking. Scott don't win the go for home, man. I'm going to see if we can get Scott to come up with us, man, when we leave. We're going to leave, what, Friday morning? I'm going to see if we can get Scott to come up, too, man.
I mean, you can get him to come. Is he going to raise, though? Hey, hold on a second for me. Well, if he brought his motorcycle, he should raise. I mean, the bike was in parts for sale. What, he done brought all his teachers back? Yeah, I'm just asking the question. His bike was in pieces. Has he done brought his pieces back and put the bike back together?
I said I don't fuck about it with a couple guys, man. I said the whole bike was in parts, man, on the internet. I think that's another motor home, boy. Well, have anybody seen the bike since that was out? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this. All jokes aside, I did buy a cam boat from it. That's all I bought from it now. I bought one cam boat. That's all I bought.
A cam boat? So I'm just hearing comments, though, like I said, that the world drugs up and thought about dope, man. Can I get any comments, man, about if they're going to be ready when dope thing come out? That's all I'm trying to find out right now. I mean, when is that going to be? It's very soon. A lot of people ready now, but you know, bikes change every week, you know.
What about Steven? He'll run y'all in the eighth.
Who that?
Steven, you know, little Steven, he was on the phone.
Yeah, but I'm going to let y'all have it for tonight, man. But it was nice talking to y'all. I'm signing off. I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay, go ahead and tuck yourself in.
Man,
you got another caller here.
Man, leave that damn man alone, because you know Steven good folks, man. Hey, man, we're little nice, man. I mean, somebody got to get Scott on the phone, man.
850-0608. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh, that's him, though. That's Scott, though.
850-0608. Your mic is open.
That sounds like a woman. Hey, somebody must be at a strip club.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Listen, man, that's all that's on the phone.
So you saying, coming out? G, you saying you and Rob, them y'all getting ready to come back out?
Man, we're gonna get ready to come out, man. And I'm telling them right now, man. I'm gonna tell y'all for Rob. Tell you, man, we're coming at the world, man.
Wow. I mean, is that the world outside of Tipton or the world with Tipton and included?
Man, if you anywhere in this United States, man, if you got an address, man, that's listed in the United States, man, that's a call out for you.
I tell you what, G was, give us a little insight on it, homeboy. I mean, how it's going to be sitting, like it was last time, a black slick or a street tower. You don't want to talk about that. I mean,
all thing I'm telling you is we're calling out the world. We ain't going to be picking on certain ones and calling out certain ones. We're going to call out the world.
Y'all run a quarter mile?
Most definitely quarter mile.
So y'all want to run the eighth? We want the eighth quarter. We want to bet on both.
We want to bet on the eighth and the quarter.
I want the first eighth of a mile rated then.
We want to bet on that. We're going to be doing two bets. We're going to do two bets. We're going to bet on the eighth of a mile. We're going to bet on the quarter mile.
Who does he want the eighth?
This is Steven. I got an anxiety attack bite.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Come on, see what's a maker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm speaking on Rob's behalf.
So Steven said y'all gonna run him the 8 mile, G.
I'm saying I'm gonna bet on two. We're gonna bet, every time we bet, we're gonna bet on two races. We're gonna bet on the 1/8 mile and the 1/4 mile. So if you beat up in the 1/8 mile, we beat you in the 1/4, and then we'll say we even. Right. But if you beat up in the 1/8 and 1/4, then you get the whole pot. Well, if we beat you on both of them, then we get the whole pot. So it won't be no disadvantage or no advantage for nobody. It'll be we're gonna make it equal for everybody. So if you run good in the 8th and you run good in the 1/4, then we're gonna give you the best of both worlds at one time.
Yeah, I mean, can't get no fair in there, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't want the best of both worlds. It give me the Holocaust. Give me the 1/4 mile, and I guarantee you, I'll be sitting at the strike.
Well, I tell you what, G, you and Custom Cut, y'all just leave that alone right now. And we'll get to that a little bit that later on. Let's just go on and do what we were doing right now, because y'all will get to talking and then take something to a whole nother level on this phone. And we'll go from there.
All right, now,
okay.
We'll get back on the 9th. We'll get back on June the 9th.
Okay. North Carolina,
North Carolina boys calling, man, for the night, man. If they're coming out, anybody going to come out or ain't nobody coming out, man?
I think they're going to come out home, boy. I think they probably, they probably listen to whatever. They might not be on the line or calling in, but I think they're coming out because, they done heard them Georgia boys coming, So, they're going to come out, man. Come on,
yeah, let me ask y'all a question. Is Lil C considered a Georgia boy that weekend? Because I know he's going to be rolling with North Carolina. So, I mean, Lil C. I mean you're a half breed now?
He's from the A, ain't he?
Yeah, he's from the A, but, he broke. Okay. Hey, Steven, you going up there?
He's talking about Lil C.
It's like this right here, man.
We basically trying to gather up a lot of people from Georgia because, to tell you the truth, we ain't really got no racing going on that weekend, right? Not no motorcycle. My boy Tony Bynes, I'm coming with some cars or something, but I don't think no motorcycle going on, so trying to get a lot of Georgia guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though we might be in a race each other, better than Lil Shane, the longer Lil Shane, the one of Lil Shane, try to get all Georgia to call a couple of the rest of it. And not just Georgia, I mean Alabama. I got some of my partners out of Florida for my son. It's going to be a good thing, man. Georgia, Florida, Alabama, going on tour.
Steven, why don't you come on with
it, man? One of them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, man. I think I was going to take a ride out there.
No, I want you to bring your bike. Hey, I promise you. I'll bring a big, long olive branch. I will not run you that weekend.
I got it, man.
No, just bring your bike, Steven. Trust me. I got your back, buddy. I got your back like IT on New Jack City.
You going to take your bike up?
No, I didn't have no plans on going to Rockingham this weekend.
Come on, Nino.
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate that.
I wonder if, what about you up there? My dad in Alabama, are they going up or going? Ain't nobody heard nothing.
I haven't heard anything. Hootie, Jebro, I ain't heard nothing out of them guys. But I want them to know that you got a free pass. Y'all get to eat with me. Y'all get to cook beside me. Whatever y'all want to. We bringing the tractor trailer this weekend. I ain't want to tell y'all that, but we bringing a Winnebago and a tractor trailer with the motorcycle up in it. And my mechanic gonna show out on y'all this weekend. I'm trying to tell you. We bringing that like we racing ADRL this weekend. Watch what I tell you. And that's what, and all I know, I told him that today. We setting up like we raising ADRL next weekend. North Carolina, y'all want to see Georgia, we bringing Georgia to you. But if y'all don't get a win from us, we ain't coming back no time soon, baby.
Straight like that.
Hey, cuz.
One shot, one call. Hey, y'all. Hey, she's Jeremy bringing Nikki or Bob and I bringing Nikki up or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
You think I'll take the call?
Hey, we're in the lab, man. We're in the lab, man.
Okay.
We all working now, dog. No play, dog. We're in the lab.
Alright, hold on a second for me, guys. 919-6645, your mic is open.
That's me, Pops. You had to call back in, guys. Kick the stand. I want you back
here. Damn, he ain't dying up.
Possum must have got caught in the head like.
Yeah, yeah.
Roadkill. Can anybody say roadkill?
I think Bob is dead. Yeah, he did something last time.
Hey, what's up, man? I want to read you to see him bust over that race.
Yeah, you sound like you on a TV.
Bob, that what? Thing rolling. You trying to run the mic. It's like, that thing is rolling, buddy.
Excuse me?
I said, you got that thing rolling, you trying to run a nicer, buddy.
No. Texas
Stevens
got 1,000,
right?
He runs
in the car, right? Yeah, he got a nicer 1,000. Y'all got a nicer 1,000,
Bob? I got a nicer 1,000, too.
Oh, okay.
I got a rider, too. I got a rider, too. That's what I'm saying. Rainy Gallery, I'm a stormtrooper, getting up in his ass and in his car.
Hey, you want to go hands up with a stormtrooper bike?
That's exactly what I said. Hands the fuck up.
Alright, we'll do that.
Hey, fuck, you gotta have a shift again. I got to let you go to the floor up in the corner. I done heard, buddy, so when you hit the traps, you better go bump, bump, and shut that bitch down. Take that air and blow that motor, water.
Woo-hoo!
What?
I've been asking you all week.
What are you doing?
Head up race to the 8 mile.
Damn, I'm asking you, there's crickets in the room.
On the stormtrooper bike.
Stormtrooper, I've already been talking to you about it on cycle bike.
No, you talked to me about the BF. You talked to me about the BMF booster. That's what you talked about.
I said, and I also told you I had 1,000 on gas. It's okay, buddy. I got 2 notches bikes. Which one do you want? Do you think stormtrooper? I'm offering you a race. What you gonna be?
No,
you want a race? You want to go on
the bike?
Okay, well, that's all you got to say. You need to contact me. Let's get a chip count, and let's be done with it. I've been trying to contact you all week on cycle bike, and nothing gets done. So I'm asking you.
Ain't nobody trying to contact me.
No. I posted on this thread,
and
cycle bike.
What can we do? And
I don't get no reply. Only person even remotely replied.
Hey, you need my phone number? Because I don't go through all the 50 pages on cycle bike.
I'll tell you what, do me a favor. Give me a few on my cycle bike with your number. I know you might not want to put it out there like that. Give me your phone number. I'm going to call you. Because I don't want to do this. We can do it. Rock it in next week, or we can do it. Damn, make it on the
16th.
It don't matter, buddy. Or we can do it on
Thursday. All right, I'll PM you my number.
Why don't y'all just do it? See, but why don't you come up to Rockingham with us and just, trust me, look, you don't have to worry about me. I'm out for other people. Why don't you raise Possum on the 9th?
Yeah, see, if I come, yeah, we're going to keep an 8th of a mile.
Yeah, he said 8th of a mile.
We can bet reaction, we can bet 8 mile, we can bet 330, we can bet 4 mile. I don't care how you
want to
do it. Let's get it.
I guess. I didn't have no plans on the 9th coming to Rockingham. I mean, I got my race lined up at 16.
Wow.
What's that? I'm
I didn't
sorry,
have a plan to go to Rockham, man.
Do I now?
I thought you had no plans to go to Rockham.
Okay, so what are you doing on the 16th and making it, buddy?
I'm going to be there on the 16th.
Well, that's fine. I want to get your number. I
want to
lock this in. I
don't
hear no crickets in the room,
though. And you, trust me, you won't hear no crickets from me.
Nah, there ain't
going to
be no crickets in
the
Long Island, though,
when
that bitch far up.
Now, what make you think my shit
going to
blow up, man?
Well, I'm worried about your man. It's going by right now, man. He's getting around
4 miles. Must be.
Must be. Getting around
4 miles.
Come down on the 16th, and you'll see.
I'm gonna see you watch your bike. I need to get in touch with you so we can lock that shit in. Cause I'm coming to make it, baby. I'm coming. I'm gonna run you home.
I hope so.
Awesome. Cause we're gonna take some of that bike back to North Carolina so we can get you some fresh feathers now.
Come on. Come on, Stevie. You from Georgia, man. Get with it.
Now, Lick Cousin's actually got some nuts. He comes to North Carolina bringing all of Georgia with him. I give him his props. Come on, Dixon Stevens. You got all of that. Let's get it, baby. I don't want to keep talking about this. Let's get on the phone. Let's lock this shit in. Let's do it.
I hear you, man. I'll be there one day. I ain't coming right now.
Steven, come on.
Oh,
man.
Come on,
boo.
Hey,
man.
Oh, damn.
Get off this motherfucker, man.
Hey, man. Man, I tell you about the plan. I tell you what. Steven. Hey, this is all about.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Well,
I can't hardly hear
you. Look, you still on the bubble?
Gee.
Custom Cut.
Yeah, I'm here.
Stevenson.
Yeah.
Gee, you still here?
Yeah,
Mike. His phone mother went out, but... What did it take for you to go, man? I mean, you got other plans or what's
man,
up?
Man, I got to make sure my mechanic can go, man. I mean, I got to have a mechanic with me. I know, I don't want to hear nobody saying nothing, but my mechanic's got to be with me, and I got to make sure he can come out of town with me.
Okay,
you know,
wow.
I'm having to pay him to come out of town and all that, and shit, man. Going to Rockingham, me paying my mechanic, that shit's expensive.
Wow.
I tell you what, man, if all... You know, if you really wanted to go, you know what I mean? I mean, if you can work things out with your mechanic, you ain't got to worry about nowhere to stay. The gas to get up there, or none of that, man. All Robert to kill you, man. If you want to go and you want to race the man or whatever, I mean, I understand about your mechanic. Everybody ain't, you know what I'm saying, might not have, you know, things happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
I appreciate that, man.
You know,
so how much do mechanic charging?
I mean, that's between me and him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I know. I was gonna pay for that, but never mind.
I mean, we can call him private. We're talking private on that, you know?
Don't put him out there like that, I mean, I'll tell you what. Whatever y'all work out, Custom Cuts on that, you can just call me private, and you know what I'm saying? And we can work something out, you know, get the man up there, the man want to go and race. I mean,
okay, now, it's Steven. If you pay for your mechanic and we pay for your room and board, you think you'll be able to come?
I'll be there.
Okay, you don't mind staying in a two-bay, do you?
I sleep out there at the track on the ground if I had to, as long as I can get there.
Hey,
no,
don't throw that.
Trust me, I ain't gonna turn down wanting to race. I wish I could be out there every weekend. So
I
mean, my last match, you know, was in March, so, you know, I don't.
That's real thought, man. I mean, it take money to make this damn thing go, man. And everybody know it costs. But to put this stuff together, and I mean, people have other things going on. Everybody just can't jump up Cuts and Cuts and go all over the world like you. Everybody money ain't like you and Mr. Cuff and Cut.
Now, on Psycho, by everybody say I'm the brokest man in racing.
Well, see, them people that really don't know you. I mean, well, you know, it's like this right here. People got certain limits they bet. That's everybody. That's me. That's it. That's anybody in racing, you know. But everybody can't bet like another man bet. But my thing is, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, well, I ain't going to run my bike for no $2,500, $3,000. But here, like Will say, you go out there and make a touchdown. You go out there and make a touchdown for free. You might blow it up on the touchdown pad. You know what I mean? I look at it like this right here, and I was always talking to him. It ain't better than no man.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you saying?
So what now?
I said, what you saying? You broke up.
I tell you, a lot of people say they're going to run for $2,000 or whatever. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you'll go out there and make like real thing. You'll make a shit nine pad for free. You might blow up on the first time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, any money to me is better than no money.
Right back there. Chris, you got anybody else on the line?
Yeah. 336-7208. Your mic is open. 336-7208. Your mic is open. All right, y'all can see you, Joe. We're
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuel delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
All right, Chris, take it away. Chris. Chris. Oh,
anybody else online?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're big live. Go ahead.
Who is Chris?
Christine is taking a break for a moment.
Who is this, Hard Rock?
Nah, this is
nah,
Nick. I'm the engineer tonight.
All right, I guess everybody else hung up. This is Custom Cut, so call in right now. Because I take Chris' spot.
We're in, dude.
All right,
we're in, but
your mic is back open.
Am I open now?
Yeah.
Why'd y'all shut me down, man? That's wrong. I was trying to get a word in, and y'all shut me down.
Who's this,
Poppy?
Yeah, this is Possum. I know I went ham, but come on, guys. Don't put me on mute. Don't restrain the Possum. Come on, man.
Well,
that's so hard as best, man. I had to call back in 20 times, man. Come on. I'm about to offer that man, Jackson Stevens, my builders. I got three of them. I will offer anyone he wants for free to make sure his ass will get down the track in the 8th mile.
Wow. Now, Steven, you can't get no better than that. Can you please call in and correct Possum or throw in the towel or something? Come on, you from Georgia. Come on.
I'm not trying to chump him out of nothing. I've heard him several times say he runs 8 mile only, and that's fine. I like to run the 8 mile. Hell, my fat ass can pretty much only run the 8 mile. But in the same respect, he's been making a little bit of noise on cycle bike. I respect him. Well, I'm trying to get an 8 mile race on Stormtrooper. I mean, there you go. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it there, Possum.
Stormtrooper, not God of War.
Wow. Steven, come on, man. Call back in. I know you're...
He might be on mute, too, because y'all shut me down. He might be listening to me talk my junk, and he can't even bark.
Nah, he's not on line right now.
Then he must have threw the towel in.
Yeah, that probably what happened. You know, you got to know Steven. I done had him in that predicament several times. He threw the towel in and ran for the hill. So, maybe he's in the mountains by now. He's a modern day Bin Laden.
You heard him say June 16th. We'll see. I heard him say earlier something about coming to Rockingham. Well, we can do a race at Rockingham and Macon. It don't matter. I mean, I'd like to go down to Macon and do it too, because I don't want to drive all the way down there and not get a race.
Yeah, but, he said something.
Was it his name of the rider that may have scared him off? Because then Stormtrooper's a turd.
Yeah, he said something about his mechanic or something. I don't know. His mechanic is sometimey.
His what?
He's sometimey. Sometimes he's okay, sometimes he's not. You look up, he's okay, sometimes he's not.
I got you, man.
You know,
that's
what type of rider is. If you think back, that Dirty South Villain, the old name of my bike, they never did really race anybody. You had to, like, beg them to race. So all he wants you to do is come down here in his territory, and, you know, this Georgia heat, and get smothered down here. But you know what? You called his bluff. Now he won't even say nothing.
I'm not saying that's what he's doing, guys. I'm not going to clown him. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give him a chance. Maybe he dropped a call. We'll see if he can't do something. He said, come down on the 16th and we'll see. Well, you know what? I'm coming regardless. Believe you me, I think you ain't coming on the whim of come here, you'll see. Because I've come across the country to see nothing. So I'm coming because it's only 6 hours away, and I think that's right within my margin of how far I'll go now.
Okay, now since he's not saying anything, that BMF bike in Rockingham, do I still have action?
Yes, sir. Yeah, but
okay.
You said you had to get Lee. If Lee don't go, I'm on the bench. But I tell you, even if Lee don't go or does go, if you feel confident after your race with him and your bike's right, we can damn sure do the BMF race, buddy.
Oh no, I'm telling you right now, my bike right. I mean, we could do whatever, dog. We're gonna be in the house. I mean.
Well, we can get off this phone after this little commercial break, after this whole show, we can get on the phone, we can lock this in for the night, correct?
Look, we're going to, Possum, trust me, we already in there. We already in there. We're going to be there, dog.
I say paying you because I got to get a new manager. Because they're paying me much to go to these big ass events.
Who, me?
Yeah,
no, they're not.
State of Georgia. Now you all of a sudden you coming. I got to know how much you paying me, buddy.
No, ain't nobody paying me nothing, but I just want to see, this going to kill all the type of talk on Psychobike. When I come up there and leave them up there undefeated, you know, it's going to kill all the talk. Can't nobody say anything else about me, but I'm going to take time out of my busy schedule to beat heads in. I never did that in my life. I'm going to take time out of my busy schedule to beat heads in. And Possum, the only thing you are to me that weekend is, let me see, stuffed mushrooms, an appetizer. Because see, he's the main court. All you are to me is stuffed mushrooms, okay?
With cheese on. From where? Yeah, like Olive Garden or something? Because I like those motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Olive Garden's got some good stuffed mushrooms, you know what I'm saying? I love your confidence. I love how you beat on your chest, buddy. I swear, I've seen it in a movie somewhere. Yeah, you beat on your chest pretty damn good. And I'm glad you're confident. You're going to come to North Carolina, you're going to leave undefeated. And that's great, buddy. We're here to race. But if you take it to hell, please, leave the state of North Carolina gracefully.
Oh, yeah. No problem with that. Come on. I mean, I'm going to have escorts up there. I mean, so the state patrol going to escort me in the track.
What the hell you need Secret Service for, man?
I mean, I'm just saying, man, they're going to treat
you. You sound like somebody else.
I mean, I just rode dolo from state to state. You know, I got state patrol on my side. Guaranteed that now.
Guaranteed that.
But that BML bike. Man, you know, we may just do this off the trailer with you. We may just do this off the trailer. All jokes aside, dog.
Damn. What I'm saying, Rocky ain't got to slip and slide. Right, you gonna come off the damn trailer.
Yeah, I'll come off the trailer because I'm not doing no shakedown passes that day. Saturday, I'm not going to do no shakedown. My grudge is going to start right off the trailer. And we'll bet that my first grudge race will be straight off the trailer for bread. I ain't coming up there making four shakedown passes and then blow up or throw that off the trailer, BML, lock it up off the freaking trailer.
Is this the part where I'm supposed to get scared, throw the towel in?
No, this is the part when them dead prisoners supposed to be hollering. Because they don't talk. Yeah, this the part of the dead president supposed to speak up. See, I ain't never heard one of them speak to me, but I want you to make them speak tonight. Come on, which one going to speak? And I lock it up off the trailer. Hello? Hello? Good. Hold on. Hey, hello? Wow. Come on. Possum.
Call drop.
Oh, now his call drop. Wow.
Yeah, I got 12 calls right here.
Woo!
916.
I'm glad to be down like that. Hell yeah.
Wow. Now that's an excuse for the world. He dropped the call. How about he dropped his pride? He dropped his courage. It's courage.
Do a favor. I'm too big on fire like that. They get too close to the press. Press me to shut the whole line down.
You know what? Papa just boo-booed on his.
What's going on over there?
Bumper?
Is he in the Matrix or something? Because I can't hear nothing he's saying. Man.
I have no idea. All right, we have Possum back online here. Along
hey,
with two
man,
other
I know y'all brought through the daggone tile in, but I got the call now. Now, listen to me, because we got two phones now. My buddy over in the passenger seat listening, and he told me everything you were saying, but I dropped the call. I'm sorry, I got a friend. I'm on the way to Carolina Cycle. So I'm driving, so if I lose signal, don't be I'm not Jixon Stevens. I'm Possum.
They said you had left the building.
I left the building. I'm going to be here until they tell me I got to get the hell off this phone.
But, pause, all jokes aside, can we come off the trailer? All jokes aside. And
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to clown in. I'm not going to backpedal nothing like that. But I don't know if I'm so sure about that off the trailer shit, man. Not with
listen.
The last time I went there.
Possum, I never ran at this track. I'm not gonna do no shakedowns. But if I don't run, if you see me at that track and you see me get on that track, I owe you $500. If you see me get on that track without running you, I owe you $500. I will come straight off the truck at a track I ain't never been at to run BMF, win or take all. Win or take all.
Damn.
I lie to you not, dog. That's my word. I'll lock that junk in right now. We'll come straight off the trailer. If you see Black Caesar touch that track before I run you, I'm talking about even push up there and take a picture. I owe you $500.
Damn.
I owe
buddy,
you about $500.
What you got, a 10-inch car tire, that motherfucker?
No, I'm coming up there to be the teacher. You treat me like Mr. Rogers. I'm going to put on my other shoes, and I'm going to sit down and read a book to y'all that weekend. You know what? You got action. You got action that weekend. I come off the truck. If my front tie even touched the water box, and I'm not lined up beside you, I owe you $500. And I'm not lying. You know what? I lock it in with Chris right now. We ain't got name and number. Chris, no, I'm good.
And
no,
is it because we the only people on the damn phone right now that you coming at me like that? Because really,
no,
I've never been a fan of coming off the trailer.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna name some names. That goes for Steven, that goes for you, that goes for anybody who done called me out outside of the races I'm supposed to race in November.
Well, we gonna definitely race. We're going to race.
Okay.
We're going to race on the night. But I'm not
going to
get off the shit. Pussy, call me all that. But I'm not going to get off the shit. Now, if it was my fat ass on my 1,000, I couldn't make my fat ass plant on a shitty track. So that would be different. But I don't know about these powerful ass brakes, man. You get on a sketchy ass track, y'all be skating down a track looking like Cinderella or some shit.
Okay, well, if you ride your possum bike, you get the back tire off the truck. If you ride your possum bike, you get your back tire off the truck.
Come on, me and my damn 6-second motorcycle? Come on, dude. That's just like crazy as hell.
No, well, I'm telling you, BMF off the truck. I'm only making it fair for you off the truck. On a new track, my Caesar ain't never seen this track before.
Oh, you mean me riding BMF?
No, you can put whoever you want to on it. You can put whoever you want.
I'm not riding that damn motherfucker. I'm not riding that bitch. No.
Yeah, you could put Tyree, Hyrie, Kyrie. I don't care who you put on there.
That's who the pilot is. And when the race is over with you, we're going to Tyree drag racing school.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not trying to be no bulldog or nothing, because everybody know I'm a small fry. Come off the truck. If I even touch that track, even touch the water pots, I owe you $500. We'll come straight off the truck. Because whether y'all y'all like it or not.
Does that mean you're going to be testing on Friday night with me?
You know what? All jokes aside. Hey, all jokes aside. All jokes aside. We'll be in your state Thursday night while you're playing.
I'm going to be cooking in the track Thursday night. What you playing?
Hey, while y'all playing, we're going to be locked and loaded.
I want to get straight. You were willing to run off the trailer, making no shakedowns at Rockingham Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday, correct?
No, we gonna make it straight off the truck on Saturday.
So you're gonna make a shakedown like 10 p.m. Friday night and be ready for Saturday because the track ain't gonna change much. They gonna spray it, drag it, put some heat in it, have a nice damn day.
We're not going to be in Rockingham on Thursday and Friday. We're going to be in another part of North Carolina because Caesar already there. Caesar already in North Carolina. Whether you like it or not, Caesar already there. Yeah, Caesar already.
That's okay. I got eyes everywhere, buddy. So if you're going to be in another track, I'll be the first to get that phone call, and I'll be right up there to watch you, buddy.
Wow. See,
you want to go there? What track you at? Are you willing to go straight off the trailer?
You know what? Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want
to
do. We stay out the load.
Look, man. So you want to? So what I got to do is I got to put my spies on the damn Rockingham all week next week. Make sure you don't make no pass on that bitch.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Are you gonna make a shakedown Friday? Answer the question.
No, I ain't making no shakedown. We can bet on that. I won't make no shakedown at Rockingham on Friday.
Oh,
But I will make a shakedown in Carolina on Friday. Believe
my
that.
God.
See, because she's asleep in Carolina. See, that's
hold
what
on
y'all understand.
Hold on. Hey, hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere. See, it's calling, so I got to answer this call. So hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
How in the world he going to answer another call while he's talking to me? Now, see, that's disrespect.
Call 336-7208. Your mic is open.
Yeah, all I got to say is why don't JJ run me off the trailer? He got all that lip to flap and everything else. Let him run me off the trailer. He's talking about wanting to race me. My name keeps coming out his mouth. Why don't he race me off the trailer? Get this shit over and done with. I'm tired of smoking mirrors and the fairy tales. He won't even race the local boys from Tifton against him. He been crying, telling him, please, man, no, we're going to race him in November. We don't got no damn race in November. I don't even go to the Cup. I ain't been to the Cup in forever. Man, this sorry ass keeps letting my name come out of his mouth, Billy Bowes come out of his mouth. He ain't got no race with me. His mechanic laughs at this boy, the shit that he talks about. He says that Dan denies half the shit that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
He can race me off the trailer.
He
can race me off the trailer, period. Otherwise, if he don't lock in, he don't got no damn race with me. Don't be telling people that he's racing me. He's saying he's going to race me. Unless he locks in, there ain't no race. Ain't nobody racing. He can't even dictate where I go or don't go. Shit, I told him, I made it clear that I got some schedule for the Cup. So how's he going to tell me that I'm going to be racing him at the Cup? How's he going to tell me I'm going to be racing him at the Cup?
You know what?
He wants to come after Mike Tyson. He got to work his way up to it, or he got to put the money up to race, because I don't want to race for no chump change. He has to be the boss. He got to pay the cost.
Can I get a word in?
No, you put enough on a cycle bike. You won't even race the boys in Tifton. You said, no, man, you've been crying. All your boys down there have been laughing at you. You've been getting laughed at everywhere you go down there, because
Tifton. First of all, let me tell you something. First of all, them your boys. I don't hang around no cats like that. So you the one that kiss they behind. I don't hang around no cats like that.
They don't kiss my behind. They pay me for what they get. All I know is you've been ducking and hiding from Georgia boys. You've been ducking and hiding from Georgia boys. You talk about you're the king of Georgia. You're ducking and hiding from people in your own hometown.
How you going to tell me I'm running for the Cup?
Why don't you let everybody know you've been ducking and hiding from everybody? Tell them, well, I can't beat him. My mechanic says I can't beat him.
Calm down. CC, calm down. Now, can I take the phone for a minute, please? 1 second, please. CC.
He already knows.
CC, hold on, CC. Billy. Calm down a second. Let your blood vessels contract back now, buddy. Now, CC, the man say he'll run you straight off the trailer Saturday.
Can I answer that question?
Possum, you bring BMF over here tomorrow, and we'll run him off the trailer with BMF.
You know what?
Over here tomorrow. We'll run him off the trailer with BMF, because he already said he'll run you off the trailer with BMF. He already locked in and said he don't care who rides it. It came out of his mouth. He said he don't care who rides it, Possum. What's up with that?
I don't care who rides it. You're right.
Then lock in with BMF, and we got a date.
Since you think I don't talk to Dan, why he just told me today, since they made you put no weights on your bike, you can't even qualify past number 9 in ADRL. You a chump. That's what you is.
Don't worry about what I do or don't do. Race this chump that can't qualify.
You can't even qualify. They made you put no weights on. Now, you know I don't go to ADRL, so I know that. You put no weights on, match everybody weight, and you can't even get past number 9 in qualification. They've been beating your behind.
Listen, if you want to get into the facts, JJ, if you want to try and throw facts out, here's a fact for you. The bike that I built myself and built the engine for myself runs quicker than anything that Dan built with a 190-pound rider on it.
Not the bike I ride, because the bike I ride, I did not build, I did not set up. All I do is get ride it.
Come on,
I don't get the tuning how I want or anything else, so get your facts right. The bike that I personally built myself has a 190-pound rider on it, and it's been quicker than anything that Dan has ever built.
You know what?
Now, what do you got to say about that? Do you want to bet some money on that? We can bet as much money as you want on that, and Dan can't argue with that.
Hey, when Alan Norman Racing come out with that Outlaw bike, we're going to see. We're going to see.
Well, listen. All I know is you said you raced BMF off the trail and you didn't care who the rider was. So do we got a date on the night with BMF or what?
Hey, off the trailer. Off the trailer tonight. I don't care who riding. I don't care who riding it. I don't care who riding it. You heard me say, I don't care who riding it. He can put whoever he wants to.
But put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, man, come on, man. Ain't nobody trying to do that money hustle.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Man, you know what? You know what, Possum, you got action off the trailer. Because Billy, what are you trying to do right now? Trying to scare somebody away with money? But that ain't going to happen.
No, everybody knows. If I was trying to chase you away with money, I'd tell you six times that amount.
You know what? And you ain't got it. You ain't got it. You don't have it.
What do you want to bet on?
You don't have it.
I'll tell you what. I bet you the figure that I just said six times with the figure that you said, I bet you that will race you for Rockingham this weekend for that much. What do you want to bet on that?
Don't you tell me we don't have it? Hey, and you probably, wait, we? I thought you. Now you talking about we? No, we talking about you.
Whatever. Does that matter?
I'm walking the store real quick. Y'all keep bitching. I'm walking the store real quick. I'll be right back.
No, but see, I'm gonna tell you something. You got it all wrong when it comes to me. You sit around here and ask the wrong people about me. Don't call my hometown asking about me. You ask me. You want to know something about me? You ask me.
My boys called me up and asked me what the deal was. If their bike was quick enough to beat you, I said no problem. I said you run that man and shut up because they're tired of you. Everybody down there tired of you running your mouth. Everybody's laughing at you now. All the boys around Georgia are laughing at you, hiding. Look how quiet you've been all week.
You know how they laughing at somebody that's winning? I got races. Now, them ain't my homeboys. So, first of all, I don't have no homeboys.
Let me pause you for 1 second. Custom. Jerry, let me pause you for 1 second. We got Miss Erica. Want to say a few words. We're going to go to a little quick message from Erica.
All right, Erica, your mic is open. Erica.
Hello?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Miss Erica. Would you like to introduce yourself for the people that don't know you?
The people that don't know me. I've been racing out in Georgia for a couple years now. Came out here from Cali. And I'm just on my hustle. That's it.
What kind of bike do you ride?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a 2008 Suzuki Victor 1000. It's back about 65, 66 inches with room to go. I run a stock motor hand clutch, do about 579 and an eighth mile. That bike, I could tell you my time, it's a class bike. I raced 888 in the MyRock series, but I haven't been doing many MyRock races because I found that racing locally puts money in my pocket rather than me paying them to travel. And then I'm just going to be riding Gang Green, Spencer Crawford's Bud Light Line Booster. We should be testing on that within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so you just ride and you do any promoting or whatever or something. I was reading something
I do a lot of marketing for companies, you know what I mean? Just really, it's not really about me being an image, but more so publicizing the sport of drag racing so that, you know, we can be seen like NASCAR, you know what I mean? I think what it is cool. I was raised doing it. It's fun. We enjoy it. And I think that the people that do it should be able to get paid like NASCAR drivers. So in order to do that,
yo,
you know, you got to publicize the sport, make it known more.
Hello.
If you can hold for 1 second, Ms. Erica, I think we have Mr. Billy Vo and Mr. Custom Cutout here for a brief. So let me let them chime back in and get this phone.
No problem.
Okay. All right, guys, you can take the floor.
All
Hey. Anybody hear me?
Steven's back online also.
We can hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. You're back on there.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, look, the only reason why the dude says what he says is to try and get you all flustered, thinking that, you know, maybe he's really got something going on. You know what I'm saying? He don't have shit going on. Don't worry about running off the bill.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Come over here talking like you the Pope. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Anybody? Hello?
Steven, we hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Is Fossum still online?
Hey, what's the bill?
I was listening for the last 15 minutes, and it sounded like it got pretty heated. Do we have, like, a locked-in race or what?
No, we don't. That race is going to take place at the Cup race in November.
There's some girl talking. All right, well, I'll stick the other phone back up to my ear then. All right.
Is Billy Vole still online?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Now, can we talk civilized like civilized people? Now, this is the thing. I told you in November.
No, that's right. That's the problem. You told me in November. I am not racing at the Cup in November. So you can't tell me in November that you're racing me at the Cup when I won't even be there.
Oh, okay. I thought money moves you. I thought money moves you.
Not if it's on top of another race or a family function. You know,
what you got going on? You got a race going on? You got a, family union? What?
There's a race by my team. My team has a race going on then. So, you know, just like the first Cup race, it conflicted with the first Cup race.
Okay. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to reschedule with you a little bit earlier than that. Man.
Yeah, earlier. Well, I told you that's why I said everybody's at the last MyRock race. And MyRock is a lot friendlier for grudge racing. They're not friendly for grudge racing at the Cup race. So that's why I said the last MyRock race, which is at Rockingham.
When is that?
I don't know. I have to look at the schedule. November, October, somewhere around there. November.
That's a good time. I mean, I can schedule for that.
Dan said he ought to have your other engine done by then, you know, with the six-speed auto and everything else, the one that might shift all the gears.
Yeah, it may shift all the gears. Just like our transmission, I don't shift all the gears. That's why I done lost every race I done. You're right.
You got lucky, man. You got lucky. You know you got lucky.
I got lucky. You know what? Being an experienced rider and an experienced mechanic, I can't believe that you let that word come out your mouth, because in racing, 90% of it is luck.
Yeah, well, you do make your own luck, and your smoke and mirror show does work good on people. You know, you just got to worry about the ones that don't work good on, because you get the guys to push the light or push their tune up and do something done and hand you the race. Because most of them races that them people didn't keep their cool, they'd have beat you. You know it. That's why you didn't run them back. Look at all the people that would run you back in a heartbeat that you know better than to run them back. You know, if you could take their money again and again and again and felt good about it, you'd be doing it. But the proof is in the pudding. You don't take their money again and again and again. You can try and say for whatever reason, but the truth is you know you can't beat them on a clean race.
So
you got away. No, you did your thing. You got your one, you know, you got your wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you ran in the right direction exactly like you should have.
Wow.
You're a smart racer. You know exactly what you're doing.
Can I ask you a question? That's like you tell Possum,
you know, oh, yeah, man, I ain't been a tracker one year. So this way he starts getting doubt in his mind. The man starts getting doubt in his mind. He's like, man, you know, maybe I got to push to him. We got to go test. We got this, that, and the other. You know, push the light, do something. Next thing you know, to do something done. Cuss gets handed another race. You know, because talk a good game, you talk with confidence, and that's how you get you're with.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? You're the Wizard of Oz. Now let me tell you something. First of all, how am I going to move up the chain? How am I going to move up the ladder if I keep racing the same people over and over again? I'm going to knock you off, and when I get to the top of the ladder, then I'll start at the bottom again.
If you can make somebody broke just by running them again and again and again, you know, that want to run you back for the same money, everybody would take that easy money before they would move up to the next chain. So you can't tell. Everybody on here knows exactly what I'm saying, and everybody's shaking their head. Billy's right.
Everybody
so don't matter what you say, they all shaking their head saying, Billy's right. Damn, he's right. He would take that money until they were broke.
Everybody think you're Jesus, eh, when it comes to racing.
Listen,
let me tell you something.
I will take your money until you're broke. I will take your money until you're broke. I will race you again and again and again so you don't have a penny to your name. As long as you're willing to put it up. As long as you're willing to put it up, I'll take every penny from you.
That's because your life revolves around a motorcycle motor in a motorcycle. I don't.
If my life revolved around a motorcycle, ask anybody that knows me personally and looks on my Facebook, and how much racing do I do versus be out in the ocean, you know, swimming with dolphins, flying in my airplanes, out of my boats, cruising, you know, out with my family, my sexy young wife, you know, my kids, you know. My wife revolves around my family. Motorcycle racing is just like a fun thing, you know, that happens to be part of my life, but it ain't my life, man.
I mean, we got boats around here, too. It may be John boats. We got boats, too. I mean, I got a young sister girlfriend. I mean, I got two boys, too. You ain't said nothing. What you saying? My life revolves around everything that I'm doing
You get in your airplane and you land at Rockingham when you come up. How's that?
Well, you know what? Off the trailer, BMF. Don't change the plastics. Don't try to do none of your little mojo because you know what? I'm bringing everybody with me. Everybody with me. You know what? BMF, get action off the trailer. I don't care who ride it.
Then if you're bringing everybody with you, that means that you can make a big enough pot.
Man, look, see, why it's got to be? We want to race all day. We don't want to hit it and quit it. Because I'm going to tell you.
I want to make one big sting and just get out of there and get home to my family, jump in my pool, you know, go out on the boat.
Don't forget the boat.
Back, whatever. Well, you know what kind of boat are you looking for? I mean, I got a nice big cabin cruiser. I got a nice ski boat. I got a nice fish boat. What do you want to do? You come up here, I'll take you out to the coast. How you like that?
Man, you think I'm an athlete?
After I beat you, we can go out because I have all that extra gas money to burn.
You know
I take the boat with the big block out.
You know what? You liable to put a hook in my mouth and throw me out there with some line.
Man, come on. You're too much fun. Look, everybody needs a jester, man. You're too much fun. Come on now. Why would we want to get rid of you?
You liable to throw me.
We got about several more minutes, guys, but can we kind of speed up the process?
Okay, I'm going to let somebody else. Erica, you can have the flow.
No, I'm good. I'm listening. I'm picking up knowledge.
Yeah, don't forget
Erica,
the Bulldogs on the CC.
Now. Erica, now you got to admit, from what I'm saying, now if you was racing somebody and you know you could beat them again and again, and as long as they're willing to put that money up, wouldn't you take it?
I mean, yeah, but you have to also look at where he's coming from. It's just a race, you know what I mean? And it's the one is who's the biggest, who's the baddest. So if you're going to race, you should be able to do it without money as well. But I can see it from your point, too. So you guys have to find a happy medium.
Well, do you think if someone came up to Muhammad Ali and said Joe Blow from the Police Athletic League wants to box you for nothing, would he do it?
Oh, no.
Would he say it has to be some cheese? Yeah.
Hey,
I mean, you know, let's be real here. You know, I mean, if the guy wants a shot, he's got to pay for that shot.
Hey, Erica,
he's either
going to
walk away. He's going to walk away with a bunch of money and a title, or he's just going to, you know, you get what
I'm
saying.
How about I get a trophy made? How about I get a trophy made and we could go for a trophy?
Yeah, I race for a trophy as long as it got a head on top of it. Hey, Erica, did you see my race in tweets?
Yes. Is it on YouTube?
I think it's on YouTube. But everybody say I got lucky. The man red light. I mean, come on. Everybody red light.
Wanted to beat you so bad. He wanted to beat you so bad because you got in his head. You did a good job. That's what grudge racing, that's a big part of grudge racing. You know, and that's what people like, the drama and everything else. But, you know, The high stakes brings more excitement. Now, somebody gonna talk about, oh yeah, well they just race for fun. You know, are they gonna talk about that? Because you know, maybe if they race for fun, maybe the one guy decided that he wasn't he was going to let the other guy win just so he could, you know, get some better races. You know, I mean, it's just racing for fun. But if they put the high stakes stuff in there, everybody know it's real, man. They're going to talk about it forever. You know, if you're just racing for a little bit of change, there just ain't that whole, you know, that they're not going to be talking about it. There ain't going to be all this other stuff. You know, there ain't going to be an excitement. You know, did you want to come and see Billy Vaux race Custom Cuts for a dollar? You want to see Billy Vaux? Well, you know, at that point, they might want to come and see
Billy,
that.
Is this true? Is that true what my mechanic told me today? Are you qualifying better than number nine? Or are you
Yes, I am. I think I'm fifth in the points right now. So how can I be fifth in the points? And that's with going with stuff that was messed up that I don't even get to work on. You know that the guy had all set up wrong, and I just do the best I can do with it. You know,
I think I have the best tuner in the world.
Now,
carburetor. You cannot out tune
Dan
Wagner.
Yeah, no. My guys beat him on a regular basis. The stuff that I build myself beats him on a regular basis. Man, all you got to do is look at the stuff overseas and see my riders. They're heavier. They're outperforming the lighter rider over there that Dan does all the stuff to.
That's just the facts, man. The last race
this is the stuff
y'all.
That I build and tune myself from the ground up. I build and tune from the ground
about,
up.
We talking about the bike you were on. We talking about the bike you rode.
Well, the bike I ride, I don't build. I don't build the bike I ride. I don't do the engine. I don't do the bike. All I do is get to ride it. I don't even get to tune it. I don't even get to tune
Billy,
it how I want to do it.
We're going to get off of here. Our time is up. Billy, Bowles, we're going to cut you off right now. Chris, you can take it over.
All right, we may have to continue this next week, so maybe Billy can chime in earlier, and we can get this set up for the night race for at the Rock.
Well, I was on the phone for about an hour and couldn't get through, so
you
chime in earlier. I was on the phone for an hour.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Try earlier next week then, Billy. Put some of that money up. Get on the boat and make a phone call then.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, is Possum still online? Yeah, now I'm on. I'm finally able to talk again. What the hell? Man, you got to wait until 10 o'clock to cut me off? Oh, my God. Man, Chris, you got to put this thing on for 5 hours and keep getting it, because y'all putting me past my time driving. Let's go.
We're
going to
have to set it up a little bit more earlier for you next time,
Boston.
Hopefully we can let you chime in earlier.
Well, I want to hear about Jigsaw Stevens. Y'all need to get that clown back on here, because I swear to God, he's supposed to represent Georgia.
I'm back on now. Who you calling a clown, man? You don't even know me. You going to call me a clown?
I called you clowns. You threw the towel in, buddy. All your own people said that.
Hey. Be at the 16 at Twig, and I'm going to show you a clown.
Well, show me a clown, then, buddy. Why'd you lie?
I'm going to show you a clown.
Did you send me a number? I don't send my money to somebody I don't know. Quit bumping your gums, buddy. Send me a number. Let me call you. Let's lock the shit in, because if I don't lock it, ain't no race.
I see you on the 16.
You going to lock in with me? Yes or no? Simple question.
Hey, yeah, I told you I'm going to lock in with you. You can bet that.
Did you send me a phone number?
I ain't got on cycle bike yet, but I am. My phone number is 478. Hey, write it down.
Steven, I can take that with you. Don't put that out there like that. Don't put your number on the air like that.
Hey, I don't mind nobody calling me.
Make sure y'all get him my number then. I will.
Hey, I got boys in your area that can send you some lock-in.
Oh, that's fine, buddy. We can do that. That's what I want to do, buddy. I appreciate it. You locked
Trust
in.
Me.
We put on a show for the fans, and I'm going to be up
to
you with some
clown ain't running that little slow-ass street tire bike you got. Trust me.
Oh, the slow-ass street tire bike that, I guess, Land Tyree rides, right? But our cowboys down south a little bit got some sketchy tracks. So
bring it. I'm going to get that bike.
It's going to be on a flat slick. I'm pretty sure that's
a good
track.
I don't give a damn if you put 18 wheels on it. I don't care.
I'm just letting you know. I'm glad it's so damn slow and you called everybody in North Carolina trying to figure out shit. That's great. Because I want to put the fucking sky on your ass because you got a big mouth. Let's get it, baby. 8 miles.
a big mouth.
Let's go, baby. I got a big mouth because I back up what I saw. You threw the towel in an hour ago. You got on the phone with all your homeboys.
No. I've been trying to get back on.
You can say your boys there got slow ass tatted, but hey, I'm glad. Let's lock this shit in. Carry my money at the 8 mile at the end of the track. I'll be down on my scooter to push my King Rider, Brandon Tyree, back and just hand me my money, please. That's all I need. And it'll be over.
What's up,
we're going to have to sit the line now. Yeah, a lot of time is up.
Oh, man. Chris, you know I pay for extra time. Let's keep this track open, too.
I know. I'm going to have to call you offline.
Now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.